public transportation without petrol or diesel usage?
Well, I personally think that it's the way to go, and that as a city like Oroville, looking for to the future and new energies, renewable energies and all, I think it's a step to take and it's a priority. I think it's perfect. It's a very good idea.
So you think it's needed?
I think it's needed, yes.
Would you be ready to give up your own transport for the means of this project?
At least inside the city?
Inside the city?
Yeah. Why not? Of course. I think it's a good idea. It would bring pollution down in the city area, noise, all this type of sound, hazards, I don't know how you call this. Yeah. Friendly vehicles would stay out, and that would be actually a good solution for like people who can cycle or walk around without having all this noise.
Do you think many people are going to contribute with this project, or?
I hope so, because if we are looking forward to a community like Oroville having a model to show, like an example for other cities, we should get into the train, because there's other cities that are already doing this, and they're maybe not so personalized as this, that you're giving up your vehicle. But there is in Europe plans where you give your vehicle in and then you get in exchange a discount price for the electrical vehicle. So yeah, I think it's something that has to be done eventually, and I would be ready to park my vehicle outside the Oroville area.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We wanted to ask you your opinion on the mobility in Oroville.
I mean, about bike and all these things. So it's fine for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
You wouldn't want, like, for example, a solar, like... Solar
yeah, absolutely. Bike. So if it's if you guys can arrange, then it's absolutely nice. Yes.
But do you think it's, like, needed, or it would just be something, like, okay to have?
If it is needed, the situation will come automatically, if it is really needed.
Okay.
It will be arranged.
Would you personally be ready to like give up your bike? I mean, I don't know if you have one or not.
I just prefer to cycle, but my knee is very bad, so I need to do biking.
No, but like, would you give up your bike and
I don't
an
want
electrical?
To give up my bike. I like to keep it as is, but also I like to have one solar. If I go to Pondicherry, then my bike is more convenient, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, meaning like inside.
Inside all of it, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. All the best.
Okay, thank you. We want to ask you a few questions on...
Can you ask them?
Yeah, both of you come.
What?
On the mobility in Oroville. If you think there should be more electrical bikes and solar like buses and things like that.
Yeah, actually, I think it's... Like, sometimes it's a bit too much smoke, like when you're driving in cycles and stuff.
So you think it's needed to have electrical bikes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's needed. It'll be also, like, much more quiet.
But then what about, okay, let's say there's a bus and it comes every 5 minutes to a place. Would it, like, disturb you that you need to change your time a bit because you're waiting for public transport to come?
Yeah, but you can also have an electric bike, no?
I get, yeah.
I mean, it'll be kind of cool just driving in a solar panel bus. And still, you can just, like, wait. It's not like it's such a annoying place to wait, and it's a really beautiful place. And, yeah, you can just hang out with the people in the bus station.
Yeah, and if the bus is, like, every few, like, minutes, then it's not bad. If it's, like, every hour, then...
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
Be good.
Thank you.
Bye. Ask you a few questions about the transport in Oroville.
First of all the transport in Oroville should be public.
That's exactly...
Yeah.
Public transport. Secondly, I think there are far too many private cars. Oroville is not meant to be for private cars.
Okay.
It's pollution. It's a small city, so there should be a public service providing transport within the city. Okay, and also I believe there are a bit too many motorbikes. Like in one family, three motorbikes: the father, the mother, and the son.
Yeah.
Each one is motorbike. I think it's crazy. In my family, I have only one motor. I have it here. Okay. I come to office with my motorbike. That's all.
Okay. How do you think we can achieve this?
First of all, we have to have all the road. And to have all the road, we have to have all the land.
Yeah,
but do you think at least in the center?
Yeah, there could be a public bus, at least starting with a public bus. And yeah, there was a public bus, but it has to be public. It's not not paid by people. People who want to contribute, welcome. Yeah. But it's a public service, and every 2 hours or so, there should be a round.
Are you ready to give up your own bike?
Motorbike.
Motorbike for the means of this bus to contribute?
Well, if I had a bus who can deliver me when I came to work or go home, yeah, why not?
Okay.
That's all?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very simple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a nice day.
Bye. We just wanted to ask you a few questions about do you think there should be like some sort of bus or train?
Yes.
Get it by electricity that just passes every 5 minutes and picks people up.
I do. I already said to Leila, we must make like a little minibus or something that goes. Sure, yeah.
And do you think it's like needed?
Yeah.
Okay, would you be ready to give up your own bike for this project?
My own what?
Your own bike.
Your own ways of transport to contribute with this.
But it's what would help a bike?
I can. No, take I mean
to leave all your diesel
keeps his
or
own
petrol.
Bike and there's this bus. Well, what's going to be the use? So it's just
No, I will use my bike.
So
but
you wouldn't exchange
it's not
your.
Really needed,
why? Right? It is needed because then less people will go on and off and on and off, and less children will need to hitchhike and.
At least in the center of Orville, would you rather use an electrical bike instead of a petrol or diesel used bike?
Would you change your bike to have an electric bike?
Yeah, if somebody would contribute me the amount needed, I would be happy to do it. No, but I don't understand the connection between the bikes and the transport.
It's all so that we stop using
too much
motorized
petrol?
Vehicles inside at least
instead
the center.
No, this I don't agree because I like to drive on my bike around in the forests. So I wouldn't like it if I would need every time I need. No, I don't, because I don't like also to be in closed transport. I want to be open. So electric is okay. Electric bike, I would.
Okay, so you don't really contribute with the bus, but with the electric bikes, little station of bikes that you could just take electric.
Yeah, that's also
so basically it disturbs you because you can't do everything in your own convenience.
That's for sure. Bike is freedom, no?
Okay.
Yeah.
Bike is freedom. And also it's fun to go. But I don't see how it's connected. The transport is for to help people and you guys, especially to go around, and the bike is something personal, it's two different things.
Okay. Yeah.
No?
Thank you.
That's it?
Yeah.
So what do you think of like public transportation in the inner city? Like non-petrol or diesel using vehicles? Do you think it is needed?
Public transportation is very needed, and if it can be electric or thing, maybe it's better. But it's definitely needed, yes.
And what do you think are like the good things about it if we get that? What change and help would it do?
It will not make a big change in the environment, but it will be just an example. So Roville will show an example like that.
Okay, and would you be ready to give up your own bike? For getting an electrical bike or something in
somebody
if if you offer me one, I will.
But no, meaning like you stop using your bike or something in exchange of an electric.
Yes, but you know that I will definitely prefer to have electric bike. But you know what is how it is, no? Actually, when you produce an electric bike, like an electric car. You create, from what I've read in the things now, you create more pollution. And then it will take 5 years of use before you arrive at the same level of pollution than a normal car with petrol or normal bike. And it's only after these 5 years that you start to gain. So 5 years an electric bike, that will it last 5 years? Because below 5 years, you are polluting more than a petrol one. because of the production. I don't know what is a problematic in the production, but it's like hydrogen is a future more than electric.
Huh?
Hydrogen.
Okay.
Now they are starting to make the Japanese, I think Toyota start to do an engine with hydrogen. This, I think, is better. This is the future.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. So we wanted to ask your opinion on what you thought of public transport without usage of diesel or petrol.
I think this is the future of Auroville. I've been myself thinking about it, and I have spoken to a few people about electric bikes and things like this, or more cycles. But it would require some investment and some kind of energy, and so far nobody has come up with the energy or the funds to do that.
Do you think eventually someone will?
Yeah, I think, you see, one of the problems of Auroville has always been that we are a small project for the moment. The goal is big, but the number of people. So with the limited number of people, it's sometimes difficult to achieve certain goals like this. But when the mass grows, or the will to do it grows, then I think we will achieve it.
Do you think it's needed?
Yeah, it's absolutely needed.
Would you be ready to give up your own bike or ways of transport for the means of this?
Yes, what I would probably do is I would keep my old bike for emergency, you know, or if I have to go to Pondy or something like that, and I would try to, as much as possible, use the electric bike or even go bicycle if that's possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.